Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The left fielder, John Stearns. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Berenguer. Pitching for the New York Mets, Juan Berenguer. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Dyer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stearns. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Cromartie moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Cromartie scores. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards the mound. Behringer juggles the ball. That's an error on Behringer. Parrish scores. Spear moves to third. Sanderson moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Behringer. Spear scores. Sanderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Behringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Behringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Tavares steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Berenguer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berenguer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berenguer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Sanderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mazzilli. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stearns. Staub reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mazzilli bunts towards first. Staub fields the ball and throws to Sanderson covering. Safe. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazzilli. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Mazzilli steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazzilli scores. Cranepool moves to third. Trevino moves to second. It's 5-1, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. John Stearns now playing first base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman pinch hits for Juan Berenguer. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavares bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares moves to second. Woody Fryman now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Tavares scores. Mazzilli goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Expos. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Youngblood moves to third. It's 5-4, Expos. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Youngblood scores. Maddox moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stern scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Tavares moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter now catching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Sosa covering, for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Chris Spear. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromartie hits a line drive off the glove of Hebner, and into shallow left field. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Mason now playing shortstop. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Staub reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Scott scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.